You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanschura. Julia Klein is a fencer, and she's good. She thrives in a sport dominated by men and ranks 24th nationally among women in her age group. Red Pine Radio's Leslie Hamp has her story.
Julia Klein, a 56-year-old woman with spiked graying hair, is at the Three Swords Fencing Club in Traverse City. This was before the coronavirus outbreak.
Today is Sunday, and it's a regular practice day for beginners and later on for a competitive group of fencers. And so this is where I come and have my practice for big competitions.
She slips into her fencing gear and warms up. She's bouncing like a boxer and jabbing a target box with her sword. Then it's on to warm up with a 14-year-old male opponent. Julia says before she steps onto the fencing strip, she feels excited, eager, and scared.
There is a level of fear as well, although you know that you're not going to die and you're not going to get hurt.
She moves with her épée, a 36-inch long slim blade of carbon steel that is connected to a scoring machine. When the fencer scores a touch, the machine beeps and flashes.
And that's how we know who hit who first.
Julia grew up in Yugoslavia and was introduced to the sport of fencing as a young adult.
My great uncle in New York, he introduced me to his club when I went to visit, and I thought, wow, that was one great sport, and everybody looked so cool and fit and everything.
Years later, she made her way back to a fencing club, this time with her teenage daughter.
When my daughter was looking into doing some sports, I said, would you like to try fencing? She said, yeah, that'd be cool to try. So I did, and I just fell in love with it.
Today, Julia is fencing a 60-year-old man. She aggressively pushes him back before he can develop his attack.
If you see an opponent that is not moving, maybe an older man that has a good strong arm and blade, make him run, make him sweat for it. And then you have chance to strike him when on a back foot or if he's not prepared.
When he counterattacks, Julia stays out of his way and disrupts his blade.
You have to plan and watch people's movement and read into it, a lot of reading into it, their position of arm, the footwork, the speed, the change of speed. So that's all very important.
She is becoming more of what we call a silver fox.
That's Coach Robert Bartle at the fencing club.
She may not look like she is dangerous, but she will beat younger male fencers because they underestimate her by looking at her physicality and her age.
Julia says a 3-minute bout happens fast. They didn't count points on this day, but she says she did well.
And I'm like this kid that likes to play games with sword, and I'm loving it.
In April, Julia was going to compete in the North American Cup, which has been postponed due to the coronavirus. A new date has not been set. In the meantime, Julia is practicing in her basement, taking Zoom classes, and visualizing her technique.
There's a lot of mental preparation that sometimes we don't really have time to do it. So, hey, maybe now it's time to do that.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Leslie Hamp.